welcome to all my Late Night Mysteries listeners. Thank you for tuning again to today's episode. Today's episode, we have chosen an email from a listener who used to live in a remote village in Pahang before she moved to Singapore in the early 60s. Being new to the village after she got married, her husband had warned her about many things, one of which was to be aware of their neighbor, a seemingly charming woman in her 20s who would one day show her that she should have paid heed to the warnings instead of throwing caution into the wind. I am Wraith. This is Late Night Mysteries.
Disclaimer, this is a work of fiction. Any names, characters, businesses, places, events, or incidents are fictitious. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, or actual events is purely coincidental.
For today's episode, Annie will read our listener's email. Hand over to you, Annie.
Thank you, Wraith. We were told time and again not to judge a person based on stories perceived by others. We grew up with notions that we should always treat others with kindness. Most of the time, we were rewarded in return, but sometimes we come away with experiences that alter this perception, and we end up asking ourselves why this had to happen to us. Just like the following story about a woman named Muna. This listener quotes, "Hello Wraith, I'm Auntie Sharifa. I narrated this story to my grandson, who was kind enough to type this email to you. This incident happened when I was still living in Pahang with my husband, 1 year before we decided to move to Singapore in 1962. It was about my neighbor, Muna, and the day I had joined her to collect snails for dinner. A decision I regretted, and the hard lesson I learned that day. I was a young bride, barely 17 years old. My husband had acquired a small house for ourselves at the edge of the village. The nearest town is an hour's walk from where we reside. Our nearest neighbor was an elderly couple with their extended families living on their vast plot of land. Another neighbor was a childless couple, both in their late 20s, who lived further away from us, with their backyard practically at the edge of a forest. This couple was known in the village as Muna and Ali. My husband, having stayed in this village all his life, had known the people and their quirks. Every morning, before he left for work, he would advise me to keep safe and to stick to the beaten path if I ever needed to go to the village market. I had to learn and remember many things because I was new and there was no one to talk to. I was also lonely most of the time, and this somehow got me into trouble one day. The day was routine enough. I had cleaned the house and had gone to the market to purchase some fresh supplies for dinner. On the way home, I crossed paths with Muna. She was carrying a basket and was all made up as if she was attending a function somewhere. Her dress looked new, and her lips were painted bright red. Of all the things my husband had warned and reminded me about, Muna's name was always on top of the list, Although he told me to remain civil and polite to Muna, I must not, in any circumstances, become too attached to her. Without explaining why, my husband had simply said, "Try to stay away from her." I was puzzled, because Muna appeared normal to me. She would occasionally pass by the house, sometimes with her husband, and sometimes by herself. At times, she would timidly wave at me. I did not understand why my husband would warn me to stay away from such a nice person. "You looked so pretty this morning, lipstick and all," I teased. Her face lit up at my praise, and she giggled. "I'm just going to get some edible snails down by the bridge," she answered. "Come, let's go together. It'll be fun." Her infectious giggle and the excitement in her eyes were all it takes. I was so lonely that any company was better than being cooped up in the house, cooking all day. Even if that companion was just Muna, she looked so sincere as she held out her hand. Without hesitating, I took it, and she led me to a fork in the path. We walked and chatted deep into the forest. Eventually, we reached a bridge that hung over a river. I gasped as soon as I saw the bridge. Ever since I moved into this village, my husband had never brought me here. It was picture perfect. It was the most beautiful sight I had ever seen. Muna explained that the wooden bridge that spans over the calm waters of the river leads to the tribe of indigenous people, or the local Orang Asli, as they are commonly known. That day, I did not care about venturing beyond the bridge at all. I was perfectly content sitting in the middle of it as I watched the waters flow by. Pointing out excitedly to Muna when I saw an occasional fish swimming through the rocks. "Come, there's lots of snails here. Don't worry, it's fresh. Better than the ones you get from the market," Muna called out to me. She was kneeling at the riverbank, seemingly oblivious to the fact that her dress was already covered in mud. I joined her at the riverbank, and we began hunting for snails as we ventured further away from the bridge. I did not realize that time had flown by until I looked up and saw something which made me stand still. Against the cover of the darkening forest, I saw two huge black figures, hunched almost double as they stood in the middle of the bridge. Their red eyes were like glowing fires, staring directly at us. I nudged Muna, who turned around and smiled at me. "You're not scared, are you?" Something about the way Muna said it, with that strange smile on her face, made me reassess my situation. Yes. At that moment, I was very, very frightened. Coupled with the lateness of the hour and the fact that we were in the middle of a forest, it made me regret the decision to follow her that morning. Without thinking, I ran back up the riverbank with Muna closely behind me. As I ran down the path we had taken earlier, I looked behind and, to my horror, saw the two black figures running after us. Muna was laughing hysterically as if she was having the best time of her life. "Ha ha ha, run, run, see that? They're coming at us. Ha 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 ha." My husband's warning slammed into my head one by one. "Muna, the bridge, the path in the forest. Stay away from Muna." My heart pounded heavily in my chest. I slipped and fell face down on the ground. Muna was jumping up and down excitedly as she clapped her hands in glee. I was too frightened to be angry at her behavior. Under normal circumstances, I would just slap her senseless there and then. But this is not normal circumstances. I heard a low growl. Beyond the trees, not far from us, were the same creatures, moving slowly towards us. With all the strength I could muster, I picked myself up and started running awkwardly, ignoring the pain in my left leg. I could still hear the low growl behind us, and I knew the two creatures were closing in. I picked up my pace, too frightened to scream as I raced out of the forest. Somehow, we managed to reach the path that led up to my house. My husband was on the front lawn. He looked tired and worried. I was too distraught from fear as I fell into his arms, relieved beyond words. As I tried to catch my breath, I was suddenly aware of an uncomfortable silence. I looked up from my husband's chest. His jaws were taut as he clenched his teeth, staring at Muna, who was picking at the snails in her basket nonchalantly while humming softly to herself. "Go home, Muna," he said curtly. Without a word, Muna turned and sashayed off in the direction of her house. Her hips moved in an exaggerated manner, seemingly without caring that she was covered in river mud. As she disappeared around the bend, she erupted into laughter. A very eerie and disconcerting laughter. I had a good scolding from my husband that night. He was unhappy that I had ignored his warning and walked straight into the face of danger that day. To top it off, I had gone off with Muna, whom he had warned me about countless times before. I soon learned that Muna was not any ordinary woman. Her condition was hereditary, and only her husband, who was a direct descendant of healers, could control and protect her. As for the two creatures on the bridge, my husband explained that they were the guardians of the Orang Asli. I should never have ventured there in the first place. That's all the story I had shared. This kind of situation can be scary. I told my children and grandchildren not to venture to a place that is not familiar or alone. Places like this can be a place which is bound not to venture in by humans. Well, curiosity made us venture in, mistakenly. Thank you for reading. We'll share more scary stories for you and listeners in the future. Have a wonderful day and stay safe. Goodbye.
Muna's erratic behavior and her presumed innocence in the face of extraordinary situations could be the reason why Auntie Sharifa was not allowed to come into close contact with her husband. She was warned, but based on Muna's normal mood that morning. She had thrown caution into the wind and ended up with a frightening experience. One she could never forget for the rest of her life. So guys, if you want to drop us feedback or have any stories to share, email us at latenightmysteries@gmail.com. Alternatively, you may send them to our Late Night Mysteries social media platforms on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. And don't forget to follow and share our podcast on Spotify and all our social media platforms, as mentioned. Once again, I am Wraith. Thank you for listening. And I will see you on the next episode of Late Night Mysteries.